racism is still fucking out there, and we gonna have to deal with it as a motherfucking country. I didn't know it was even out there like that. I had to fuck around and get my motherfucking feelings hurt. I did Flavor Flav, Comedy Central roast and shit, and I was so excited, thank you, sir, because I was excited because it was going to be me and Flav and Samoa and Ice-T and Snoop. And I'm like, okay, this is a wonderful thing for niggas. And sometimes shit just catch you off guard. I showed up 4 days early, like, I just want to get the script so I can get my part together so I can do my job. And they was like, it's no script. You going to write yours. And then we got writers that's going to write for everybody else. Now, at this point, my nigga spider sense begins to tingle softly, like, nigga, you been in a setup before, and it feels just like this, coincidentally. So I'm worried. I keep asking about the script. They keep telling me it's no script. They tell me wait for the day before the show to the dress rehearsal. So we get to the dress rehearsal, and it's just us niggas. None of the white comics is there. I'm like, well, what about them? Don't they have to be here for the dress rehearsal so they can dress in rehearsal? They was like, no, they're professionals. They do this all the time. Uh-huh. All right. Well, at this point, it's no longer tingling. Now it's a full alarm blaze right now. Some shit is really going on. So I sent D. Militon in there to find me a goddamn script. And sure enough, he come back with the script and is racist like a 1946 newspaper. I saw the William Shatner roast and the Pamela Anderson roast, and it wasn't all about them being white. But on Flavor Flav shit, every other word was Flav is a crispity, crackly, crunchity coon. He's a black, sizzly, crunchity, crackly coon. Flav is a big, black, crispy, crackly, crunchity coon. All for the fucking script. The first line say Flavor Flav in a purple suit and a paper hat is supposed to come out the sky on a wire with his legs cocked up like this. And as he come out the sky, the first words I'm supposed to say is, look, it's a flying monkey. That's what it say right on the first goddamn line. So I'm backstage going the fuck off. Like, it's gonna be the crispity, crackly, crunchity coon hour on my motherfucking watch. I'm tearing up all the shit in the backstage I can afford to tear up. I'd have left the plasmas and the stereo and shit, but I'm fucking up the plastic cups and paper plates and shit. Give me these napkins, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I done $11 worth of goddamn damage back there. By the time I get out, Flav is already in the contraption and they just let him go. And all I can say is, look, it's a flying monkey. That's all I can say. And the whole goddamn show, I was mad, but I was mad at me that I was still fucking doing it the way I felt. But they had already told me how much they was gonna pay me, and I had already spent it in my head, so I was in a fucked up position. I was mad the whole goddamn show. And Flavor's kids was in the audience. They left halfway through the show crying and shit because they daddy had been called all types of crispity, crackity, crunchity coons. And after the show, I'm mad. My staff mad. Everybody backstage like, it's still racism in this motherfucking day and age, and we feeling fucked up. And right at that moment, Flav bust in the trailer, smiling and congratulating everybody on a good show and high-fiving niggas. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, nigga? You don't give a fuck what these motherfuckers think about you? And certain niggas you don't expect to learn nothing from. Like, you know what the fuck I'm saying. I'm saying if a nigga standing in front of you in a Viking helmet and gold teeth and a purple suit and a big ass clock with the wrong goddamn time on it, you'll be like, I can't learn nothing from this nigga right here. I can't learn nothing from this nigga. And I'll never forget, that nigga looked at me, he was like, I don't give a fuck what they think. They got to pay me, boy, and ran out the goddamn trailer. Got to thinking about it. You know what? That nigga is absolutely goddamn right. That's what the fuck it mean to be in tune with your star player. If they was gonna call you a crispity, crackly, crunchity coon anyway, you might as well get them motherfuckers for everything. Everything, everything.